This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Gould Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Welcome into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. They are your Napa parts provider. They have a machine shop, marine, off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts. Curbside pickup is available. Check them out online at gouldparts.com. You can check it out. It's awesome on there. When you get online, it'll tell you if the part you need is in stock. And if it's not, then it'll say, hey, we can have that here for you by Tuesday. So thank you, Gould Parts, for helping out. A good show today. Interesting show. The first time since I have taken over Preps Rewind in August, this is the first time we're going to have an athlete join us in the second segment. Windsor girls golfer Macy Cleave is going to join us. Macy is just a junior. Last year as a sophomore, she placed sixth at the 4A state tournament. She is really playing great golf right now. She's placed second, I've seen, in the last two tournaments that she has been in. They've been down and they've played at where the state tournament is going to be. So we will get a little bit of information on Macy Cleave and kind of her goals and what she's shooting for this year in girls golf. Macy Cleave from Windsor Girls Golf. Then in the third segment, we will talk with Tag Lane. He is the Fort Collins baseball head coach. They are off to a really good start, 7-1 on the season. We'll talk to him about his loss that happened on Thursday, and then we'll talk. They bounced back and got a win yesterday, but we'll talk about his team, a team that is led by a couple of one really good senior who's tearing it up at the plate and on the mound. Sean Toher, I think, is how you're going to pronounce it. We'll ask Coach when he gets on, but we'll talk about that senior. And then in the final segment, we will have this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings for baseball. Once again, those are the top five teams in the area that I think have a chance at winning a state championship. So a little bit of a shakeup from last week as University took a loss here in the last couple days. Let's jump into some baseball scores here to start. We'll go back and look at Thursday, April 4th. We'll start with those games. Then we'll look at Friday. There were going to be a lot of games played today as there's a tournament going on in the area. But if you haven't been outside yet today, or if you have, you know what it's like. The wind is really, really blowing. It's I think it's only going to be a high of like 40, 45 degrees, somewhere in there. Just not a great day to be out doing anything, especially if you're trying to catch a pop fly on a baseball diamond. So let's jump into scores from Thursday in baseball from the areas, the ones I'm going to try to pick out here as we scroll through. Prairie, they lose to Haxton 20-1. In that one, we had Estes Park beat Skyview Academy 10-4. Brush falls to Prospect Ridge Academy 4-2. Wellington and Timnath, the two new schools, no seniors on these teams. They competed very well. A good close game between Wellington and Timnath, with Timnath, the Cubs, coming out on top 10-9 over Wellington in that one. One team I'm kind of keeping an eye on, a team that has played some of the teams here in our area that are very good, pretty tough. Jefferson Academy, they got a win 8-6 over Peak to Peak. Let's look at Resurrection Christian, one of those top teams, 3-0 over Forge Christian. On these scores are all from Thursday. Liberty Common got a big win over the Dawson School, 14-7. Roosevelt squeaks by Niwot, 4-3. Thompson Valley, this is a team that I'm going to try to get their coach on here in the next couple weeks, but playing really good baseball. Thompson Valley beat Northridge 10-0. As we keep scrolling through here, Thursday's baseball scores. Sterling takes out Strasburg 13-3. Sterling in that tough 3A Patriot League, another team that is just battling there. We have Sterling in that league, Resurrection Christian, Eaton, University, Berthoud, just an overload of talent in that 3A Patriot League for baseball. Sterling continues their winning ways, getting that 13-3 win over Strasburg. As we keep moving through here, Fort Morgan falls to Skyline 8-3. What else do we have? Fort Collins. We're going to talk to their head coach, Tag Lane, here during the show. But Broomfield takes out Fort Collins 8-4. We'll talk to coach a little bit about that, but it seems like a game that they could have won. They had more hits in that game. It looks like a couple of errors may have been the difference there. If you were listening in on Thursday, Tanner Schwint and I were up in Severance. We had Riverdale Ridge and Severance. That game was a 20-6 win for Riverdale Ridge. Severance is kind of battling a little bit after that state championship last year. A very, very good baseball team last year, but baseball is one of these weird sports where if you lose eight seniors off of a team to graduation, your expectations are going to drop a little bit. That talent level, I think it's there. It's going to grow. We'll see what happens as the season progresses. But to lose eight seniors, you can kind of see it in Severance. There's just the pitching is the huge part. You lose pitchers like they had last year, and that's the huge part in baseball. But yeah, Severance falls 20-6 to Riverdale Ridge. One of the things that was pretty crazy in that game for Riverdale Ridge, I think his name was Tyler Swan. I know his last name was Swan, but for Riverdale Ridge in that game, just a heck of a game. He was 3-for-4 in that game. He had he started off the game with a triple in the first inning, second batter up, and then later in the game he hits a second triple, and then he has a double. I think he scored 3 runs, he had 4 RBIs, and then he had 2 triples and a double. So that's a heck of a day for Swan from Riverdale Ridge when we were up there for our A1 Organics game of the week. But we'll keep up with Severance and see how they bounce back after that loss to Riverdale Ridge. Loveland falls to Fairview 6-4. Let's see here if we have any more scores from our area. That's kind of looking like it. Let's jump over and check scores from Friday. Friday, we had Jefferson Academy. I talked about them just a second ago, but they get the win over Valley 8-5. Highland struggling a little bit out of the gates here. They fall to Wiggins 2-1. Eaton just continues doing what they do. They got the big win 16-1 over Kent Denver. University, they got the win 7-1 over Peak to Peak. Rocky Mountain over there in Fort Collins, they take out Grand Junction 11-3. Platte Valley gets a big win over Middle Park 16-6. Once again, these are scores from Friday in baseball. The Academy beat Fort Lupton 8-0. Let's see. Briggsdale falls to Otis. Otis is looking like a pretty good baseball team at that 1A level of baseball. Otis 18, Briggsdale 2. Mountain View and Severance hooked up. Severance bounces back after that big loss to Riverdale Ridge on Thursday, and they get the win over Mountain View 6-4. Once again, we're going to have some double scores here as there are some tournaments going on. So teams may have played two games on Friday. Valley, they take the loss earlier to Jefferson Academy, but they beat Fort Lupton 24-4 later in the day. As we continue to move on through the scores here, just trying to pick up on ones from schools in our area. Northridge and Skyline faced off, and Skyline got that win 18-8. Berthoud, a team to keep an eye on here up north. Berthoud is a winner over Brush 11-1. Fort Collins got the win. They bounced back after their loss to Broomfield. They got the win yesterday, 6-3. Once again, we'll have Tag Lane here on in the third segment. We'll talk about the loss. We'll talk about the win. We'll talk about his squad over there at Fort Collins. Platte Valley beat Wiggins 14-6. Eaton took out La Junta 12-3. And this is where University picked up their first loss of the season. They fall to Delta 6-5 in a close one. Weld Central beat Ray 4-3. And that looks like all the scores that we have from Thursday and Friday. And once again, there were supposed to be a lot of baseball games going on with a couple of tournaments in the area, but a lot of those things have been canceled due to weather. I know I was going to have Coach Dan Betts from University Track and Field on if his meet got canceled today, but their track meet is still going today, which seemed a little crazy to me. But good luck to those athletes that are competing out there today in this crazy weather. So once again, on the other side here, I think we will we'll take our first break, and on the other side we will talk with Windsor girls golfer Macy Cleave, talk to her about how her season is going and her goals and expectations for the rest of the year. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Mike Danson, and we're going to get right to it here. This is the first time since August when I took over Preps Rewind that we've had an athlete on. I'm excited to get to talk to Macy Cleave here. Macy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning here to join me. I'm sure you're glad you're not out trying to play golf today.
Yes, the weather conditions aren't very good today, but hopefully they'll be better for my tournament on Monday.
Yeah, I hope the forecast is wrong. It's not looking great, but we'll cross our fingers.
Yeah.
So, Macy, where does your love of golf come from? Where did that start?
Ever since I was little, I've always just grown up around golf because my dad was a golf pro at Pelican Lakes, and I would go out there every day in the summer, and just I would just always want to be around the golf course and stuff, and I kind of just felt the love for it and just try to get better every day and keep practicing.
Yeah. So, Macy, what, I'm a golfer myself. I'm not that good at it, but, I've been out and I've been able to break 80 one time. I've shot 79 one time in my life. That's a pretty consistent thing that you do, but what's the best score that you've ever shot?
Well, there's been two scores that are my lowest. I shot a 69 at TPC, and I shot a 69 at Pelican Lakes Golf Course.
And Pelican is obviously the course that you've spent probably the most time at, being in Windsor, and like you said, your dad being a pro there at one point. What is Pelican Lakes your favorite course in the area, or what's your favorite course in the area here?
It's probably one of my favorites just because I've had so much practice there and I know the course by heart, but I don't know. I have a lot of favorites around here, but a week ago I played Harmony Golf Course and I shot a 72 there. That's a pretty nice scoring golf course. It's a little tough to walk, but it was fun to play.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Jim Ng, the designer of that course. One of the things I remember about playing that course is it's no matter where you hit it, you really never end up with a flat lie. The ball's either below your feet or above your feet. Kind of makes it a little difficult sometimes.
Yes, they definitely have some spots where you don't want to be.
Yeah, and you've kind of traveled around in the summer summers and played golf in other places. What is one of your favorite golf courses that you've had the ability to get out and play as you've traveled around?
This summer, I actually got the chance to go out to play Torrey Pines.
Wow.
I played in the junior championship there, and it was a very pretty course, and I got to play 3 days there. I didn't play so good my first day, but I ended up doing pretty good my last 2 days, and I got to meet new girls from all over the world, and yeah, it was just a great experience playing there.
Yeah, that sounds like just an amazing opportunity that you had there to not only play a great course, but to meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
What coming into the season, I think you placed sixth at the 4A state tournament last year. What are your goals as you progress through this season?
This season, I'm really just trying to work on being consistent with my game. Always every year, it's short game always. And, you know, if I can just keep improving that a little bit every week in each tournament, learning new things, I can get that down. Then I can shoot consistently, maybe low 70s this season, and I'd be very happy with that.
Well, and you talk about shooting low 70s, and I was trying to find golf rankings, and I ended up on like I Wanna Maker app, I guess, and I saw for the whole state of Colorado right now, you are ranked 12th in scoring average at 74. So it seems like you're doing a pretty good job of shooting in the low 70s so far.
Yes. Yep, I'm hoping to keep it going throughout the season. Like I said, we still have so many more tournaments to be able to play in and keep improving that too. So I'm excited to see where this season goes.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Macy Cleave. She is a golfer at Windsor High School on the girls' golf team, just having a really good season so far. You did, I guess, state this year for 4A level is at the Country Club of Colorado, and I think you guys already went down there and played it and looked like you shot even par at that course?
Yes, we went there on Tuesday, and the conditions weren't very good. It was super windy to start off, but, you know, I got to know the course a little bit. I played it last year, too, so I had a little bit of knowledge. But, yeah, that was a great round to just go out and play it and get ready for the state tournament on May 21st, I think.
One of the things about golf that, you know, people that may not play competitive, they just go out and kind of play for fun that you don't really think about is, like when I've gone out, there's been many other times where I've been close to breaking 80 and I always just kind of blow it in the last few holes because I start thinking about it too much. And golf is just such a mental game. Do you do anything special to kind of deal with that side of the game?
Yeah, that's the hardest part of golf. You just got to control your emotions and just go out there and play your own game. I think what helps for me is I always just do better when I just go out there and have fun, and I try not to think about it too much because that's when I play my best, when I kind of just go up and hit the ball and not get in my head about anything.
Yeah, and what would you say are your strengths out on the golf course? Like, is it driving the ball, short game, putting?
Right now, I would probably say maybe my iron.
Okay.
I've been struggling a little bit with my driver, but I think I'm kind of starting to figure it out. At Country Club of Colorado, I did pretty well with my short game. I made a few putts for birdies, so that was a good part. And I don't know, I just hope to keep improving on my short game, like I said, but I definitely really like hitting my iron.
Yeah, and golf's such an odd sport because I work at Highland Hills in Greeley here, and one of the things that I always notice is the people that show up at the driving range, and they dig right in, and the first thing they pull out is that driver, and they just want to hit the ball as far as possible. But you and I know, the ones who play a lot, that it really does come down to that short game and putting if you want to score well.
Yes, 100%. Like, you can hit the ball as far as possible, but if you can't make any putts or hit your irons on the greens or even get a tip on the green, you're not going to be able to score. So I always think, like, short game is the most important. Like, if your driver's off, it's okay. You can score other ways. So,
yeah, and Macy, we're speaking with Macy Cleave, Windsor girls golfer. Macy, talk to me about the team aspect of high school golf, and maybe mention some of your teammates and your friends that you get to play with daily.
Yeah, so I've been playing with Alexa Stroman. She's a senior this year for quite a while now. I grew up playing with her, and we're both pretty close, and I love how I get to play with her every day in practice. And let's see, Allison Singer is also one of my teammates, Abby Winterbottom, and Samantha Wilcox. But those are some of my close friends, and we all just like to go out and have fun and just try to play our best game. But I really enjoy, like, the team aspect of it, especially if you're not having a good round. Your team will always be there to pick you up, and they'll never let you down.
Yeah, that's it's so different because everybody, you know, you watch the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, any of that stuff, and it's such a individual sport. But definitely here at the high school level or when you get into college, that team aspect still really plays a big role.
Yes, 100%.
So, Macy, one last question for you. I know you're just a junior, so you're probably not looking too far ahead, but what's the ultimate goal? Is going to play golf in college something that's kind of on your radar?
Right now, yes. I think I really do want to go play somewhere. Right now, I'm not really sure where. I'm just kind of leaving my options open right now and still hoping to improve my game a little bit just to really have a wide variety of where I really want to go. But yes, college golf is definitely on my radar, and I would love to, you know, experience that.
Yep. Well, Macy, I appreciate you taking some time out of your morning here on Saturday and joining me, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck as the season progresses, and maybe we'll get you on here later in the golf season.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yep, that is Macy Cleave, Windsor girls golfer, just having a fantastic golf season over there for the Wizards. Just a heck of a player. A scoring average of 74 is impressive. Anybody who knows golf at all knows that most courses run around 70 to 72 for par. So she's shooting right around par every time she hits the golf course. And I expect big things that not only this year, but man, for Windsor and that girls golf program, she has one more year coming back next year. So placed sixth at the state tournament last year, probably hoping to improve on that a little bit, maybe even compete for that state championship. And then senior year, man, it's going to be full go for Macy over there. So thank you, Macy, for joining us this morning, and good luck the rest of the season. All right, we're going to hop out for another break here. On the other side, we will speak with Fort Collins head baseball coach Tag Lane about his baseball squad and the good start to the season they are having. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Preps Rewind. We are live from the Alpha Fiber Studio. We are presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. They are your Napa parts provider. Now we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit from golf to baseball and talk with Fort Collins head baseball coach Tag Lane. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good in here, hiding out from all the wind, so that's nice.
Yeah, I just heard that UNC got their game canceled today, so it's going to be one of those days. We're lucky we played ours. We moved ours up from today to yesterday and played our Saturday game yesterday, so we got a couple days off. We'll try to recover here.
Yeah, that was probably a good call on your part. I know a lot of there was a couple of tournaments in the area that got canceled, but you know, I was supposed to have a track coach on, but they were still having their track meet today, which was a surprise to me.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they can run in anything. But hopefully, they got a tailwind though.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, let's jump into your team here. 7-1 start on the season. You have to be happy with where you are early.
Yeah, I thought we came out and kind of established ourselves defensively. I think we're much improved, and that's been a big factor for us. And then we've been able to ride behind some very good pitching, especially Sean Togar. He had another complete game yesterday against Mountain Vista and threw a heck of a game against Grandview. And so he's helped us really pick up two big wins against a couple of the big teams down in Denver.
Well, and I don't want to take you back to this too much, but you did fall to Broomfield a couple of days ago. The one thing that kind of stood out to me as I was kind of just digging into the stats a little bit is you guys had more hits, but was it the two errors that cost you?
Yeah, I mean, that was uncharacteristic. I think we've got in something like in the eight games, I think we committed seven or eight errors, and we got two of them in that game that hurt us. I think we had, you know, three wild pitches in that game that hurt us. Every mistake we made in that game came back to haunt us a little bit. But Broomfield's an outstanding team, and you just can't afford to make mistakes against them. They pitched it really well, but I was pleased with the way our guys competed at the plate and battled at the plate. And, you know, it was a high-level arm that we saw there. And then I thought the next day against Mountain Vista, we saw another arm, very similar type arm, and competed really well, even better against him. So hopefully as we go, we're going to continue to kind of grow. But got to play clean in order to have a chance to win those tight games against the really good teams like Broomfield.
Well, and that's one of the crazy things about baseball and the way that is. And I know Bud Black always says that he goes, that's baseball. And sometimes the bounces, you can get away with it a couple of times. Maybe you get away with one wild pitch, but not three wild pitches. It's just that baseball is kind of odd in that way.
Yeah, I mean, we threw one in the dirt, kid moved up, and then we threw one that we didn't quite get blocked, and the guy scored, and the next pitch is ground ball, and we're out of the inning. And, you know, there were just a couple situations like that. Our catcher hit a ball down the line with the bases loaded, and it's about a foot foul. And otherwise we score a couple runs, and it's just, we're right there. And at this point in the year, I'm just pleased to see our guys go out and compete. I mean, they threw their number one. We threw our number one on Friday, so we didn't quite get that matched up. And Jude Miller is really a 1A type pitcher, and we threw him against Boulder. And I thought Max went out there and gave us, for his first start of the year, gave us a heck of an outing. Just got tired after about 50 pitches, but he'll build up as we go throughout the year. And, our bullpen, we've got four very solid arms coming out of the bullpen. And so those three starters will probably, carry a bunch of the starts. But seven guys that we have a lot of confidence in putting on the mound.
Well, that's a huge thing in high school baseball, just especially with the way the spring usually goes with weather and stuff, having that many arms that you're willing to go to, because that weather's going to come and affect the schedule, and you're going to have to maybe use some guys in spots you don't really want to.
Yeah, and that's huge for us. And we had to kind of extend Toger on Saturday, so we wanted to give him the last start of the week. And so right now, we're not so concerned about matching up this pitcher against that team. We're just say, hey, when our arms are ready to go, when you're ready, you're going to go. And when we can maximize your rest, we're going to try to do that. And you take a guy like Sean, which is such a huge part of our team, we like to make sure we can keep him as clean as we can to play defensively as well. So, we're going to have to kind of share the load, and I think we've got a good staff to do that. Curtis Biedelman, our pitching guy, is, one of the best in the business, so we're really fortunate to have him working with our guys, and he's got a bunch of them ready to go for us.
Hey, Coach, we're speaking with head Fort Collins baseball coach, Tag Lane. Coach, you've mentioned him a couple of times, but Sean Toger, he's off to a great start at the plate, but on the mound also, 17 innings pitch, 25 strikeouts. The one thing that was huge, I thought, was he only has three walks.
Yeah, he's been winning every, 0-0 pitch. We like to be strike one on guys. He does that with consistency. We also look at our 1-1 counts. He's winning all 1-1 counts, it seems like, and we look at 2-2 counts. And so, he's winning those early counts, and he's staying ahead of the hitter a little bit. And then we've played good defense, so, he can trust the D, but he's been so dominant, he's been able to punch out so many guys. And I think you look at our staff, I think we've thrown 50 innings. We've got something like 60 strikeouts. So got good arms. We've got good stuff. As long as we control counts, I think we're going to be tough.
Coach, one of the things that also stood out looking at the roster is you have a few good senior leaders, but you have a lot of younger players contributing to the squad also.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with our sophomore class because they are a bunch of hardworking kids. We've gotten good offense out of a couple of our juniors as well. But this sophomore class is going to be something we hang our hat on here at Fort Collins for the next couple of years. And, we just got a number of guys that are really, really key for us defensively and offensively. Our catcher, our shortstop, those two guys, as sophomores have done a great job. Oliver Stanovich and Dylan Rubenstein, both offensively and defensively, in key positions for us. And, we got a walk-off double from Coy Preby, who comes off the bench with a good bat for us. And then Caden Sodders, who's been in the middle of the order throughout most of the year so far, left fielder, good football player, big physical kid. And so we've got good young kids and coming up and guys that are ready as sophomores to contribute right now.
Coach, one thing about baseball I think that may be a little bit different than some of the other sports is there are a lot more of those younger kids that step in and are ready to contribute at the varsity level for the school season because they're playing so much baseball through the summer and then into the fall and some even into the winter.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And we try to do a good job of shutting our guys down a little bit in the winter and protecting arms, but we hit throughout the winter and we got a good amount of work in the fall, combining with some of the guys with my son's team in Cheyenne. So we were the WICO team that we had guys playing on multiple teams through the WICO program in the fall, and I thought that was a big thing for our chemistry and for our guys in the fall. And that really set us up for a good spring. We actually went to Las Vegas in February before the season started with some guys, and I thought that was really good look for us. And then we're able to jump out to a good start, you know, and be playing good baseball early.
And one thing that it's always this spring hasn't been as bad as some in the past, but it is sometimes hard weather-wise to get some of the work in that you want to. Have you been able to get all the work done that you've wanted?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, we did a lot of work on our field, and I feel like our field has really held up well. We've been able to get good practice time in on the field and get indoors when we haven't been able to do that. And, you know, all of that has contributed to our start. And then the six seniors we have are just outstanding young men and great leaders. And they make sure that we're focused every day in practice, whether we're inside or out. You know, we've been able to kind of get off to a good start. A lot of season left, but we're excited where we're at.
And, Coach, last one for me. We're speaking with head baseball coach for Fort Collins, Tag Lane. Last one here. Early season results kind of point to that 5A Front Range League being a very competitive league.
Man, it always is. And, you know, I think you look right here in Fort Collins first. You got the only team in 5A that's undefeated is Fossil Ridge. We're the only team in 5A that only has one. And then I think Rocky Mountain is going to really sneak up on people and be outstanding before it's all said and done. Pooter won a big game against Monarch in 9 or 10 innings this week. And so, you know, you start right there, but, you know, as you look on the northern edge of Denver, you got Broomfield and Legacy, two of the best teams in the city down there, and they're in our league. And, you know, Erie is outstanding, and Prairie View and Brighton are both having great years. It's just going to be a battle every week and game in, game out. Loveland is playing well, and so you just got to be ready to play every day, and that's where I think the defense is going to have to show up for us, and it's been good so far.
Well, Coach, I know I said that was the last one, but one more off of that a little bit. You have to like that, though, having such a tough league, as when the playoffs get around, you know you're going to be seeing a lot of the top arms from every other team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, the last two games for us, what we've been able to face is going to set us up to compete at a high level. But, you know, you just face that in and out, day in, day out in our league. And I watched a little bit of the Rocky game. They're facing two of the best arms around at Prairie View, and they've got a couple of the great arms. Easton Miller is probably, if not the best pitcher in the state, he's certainly one of them. So, you know, it's a lot of good baseball going on. A lot of good baseball. Really, really pleased with the Northern Colorado competition. And Windsor's outstanding, obviously Eaton. We got a lot of good teams up here.
Yes, sir, we do. Coach, I appreciate you joining me this morning and giving a few minutes.
No problem. You bet. Good to be on. Thank you.
Yep, and we will talk with Coach later in the season, potentially, as his team continues to win games and just battle through that front range league. So on the other side, we will have our Preps Rewind Power Rankings Baseball Edition here. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
And it's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. This is edition number two of the Baseball Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Once again, these are teams in the area that I feel have the best opportunity to win a state championship. And I only have five when there's probably about eight, nine, ten teams that should be talked about a little bit more. But I want to make it hard on myself and make this a little bit more controversial with the teams I pick, I guess. So we will start at number five. We have a little bit of change here at the bottom. Fossil Ridge jumps in at number five. They are 6-0 on the season. Junior Owen Morgan is hitting 700 for them through the first six games. For those of you doing the math, that's 20 of 25. He has 11 RBIs, four doubles, and three triples on the season. And then senior Easton Miller off to a hot start on the mound. And Coach Taglane just said he may be the best pitcher in the state of Colorado. He has a .89 ERA to start. That's in 15 innings. And in those 15 innings, 38 strikeouts in 15 innings. That is a lot of strikeouts for a very few amount of innings. Fossil Ridge, number five. The number four team is Resurrection Christian. They're 9-0 on the season. They have quality wins over Forge Christian and 5A Pooter. This team can hit. The one thing I worry about a little bit with Resurrection Christian is the pitching. Their top pitcher is a junior. The number two pitcher is just a freshman. We'll see if he can hold up through the season. Number four, Resurrection Christian. Number three, Berthoud. Berthoud has moved up from 5-3 this week. They are 9-0. They have quality wins over Roosevelt and a very good Montrose team. They move up in the rankings due to a deeper dive that shows they have three really quality arms in senior Jorensen, junior Hayes, and sophomore Barnes. This team is really loaded in the pitching area. Can they hit enough? Number two, Windsor. Windsor, 10-0. They have really been dominant this season with all but two games they have won by eight or more runs. They're having a great season with only three seniors, so this may just be the lead up to next year being their really big season of peaking. Windsor is number two. And number one, they're going to be there until who knows when, maybe for the next 5 years, this Eaton baseball team will be number one in the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. But Eaton, they're 9-0. They're the three-time defending state champions. They've only been held under 10 runs one time this season, and that was a game against Jefferson Academy that they won 6-0. They have only allowed eight runs, not in a game. This whole season, they've only allowed eight runs in nine games. They have eight players that are hitting over 500. This team just continues to reload and just go after another state championship. So Preps Rewind Power Rankings go like this. Eaton, number one. Windsor, number two. Berthoud, number three. Resurrection Christian, number four. And Fossil Ridge jumps into the rankings this week at number five. That is this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. fun show today. Glad we got to talk with Windsor girls golfer Macy Cleave. Thank you for joining us today, giving us some time. Thank you to head Fort Collins baseball coach Tag Lane for joining us and kind of cluing us in on his team and where they're going this season. And as always, thank you to Micah on the other side of the glass, always keeping me in line in here. You've been listening to Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.